So let's get through to Giles Bickford now with your business news.
Thank you, Corin Artemario. The economic outlook for the next 12 months has been revised lower, though population growth is expected to support a recovery in 2026. Institute of Economic Research's consensus forecasts indicate annual gross domestic product for the year ending March will be about 0.5%, and that will rise to 0.8% the year after. NZIER senior economist Ting Huang says household spending is expected to contract by 1% over the next 12 months, with about 50% of homeowners needing to reset their mortgages, most likely at higher interest rates this year, and that will have flow-on effects.
For the year ahead, there's going to be continued slowing in the New Zealand economy. And the two key factors here are the continued slowing in household spending, as households rolling onto even higher mortgage rates, and also the continued softening in construction activities, especially in residential construction demand.
However, Ting Huang says population growth should support economic recovery in 2026, alongside an expected easing in interest rates by the Reserve Bank. Well, Canterbury businesses appear to be outperforming their peers in the rest of the country, with the region hailed as an attractive place for migrants and investors. Recent snapshots of manufacturing and service sectors show the region has one of the standouts. Leanne Watson, Chief Executive of Business Canterbury, says the arrival of new people has been the key. She says last year Christchurch saw 15,000 overseas migrants arrive, along with 3,000 locals.
These are people who are deciding that Christchurch is the best place to be right now, and I think that's certainly playing out on that internal migration front, with Christchurch being the top destination for New Zealand, for New Zealanders who are looking for a place to call home 2 years running. But that's certainly one of the contributors as to why we are doing well as an economy, and there's a lot of reasons that feeds into that.
Leanne Watson says years of disruptions, be it earthquakes or COVID, have also meant the region has been able to adapt to changing economic conditions. New research suggests small and medium-sized businesses need to be better prepared for increasing climate change risks. Two severe weather events last year, the Upper North Island floods and Cyclone Gabrielle, cost the economy around $12 billion. Business advisory firm Aon says climate-related risks are set to increase, and that makes a more connected and coordinated response-based approach is needed through such methods as climate change disclosures. A senior analyst and head of catastrophe research for Aon, James Knight, says businesses, big and small, need to be prepared.
It's obviously very dependent on that small business entity and where they are and what they're exposed to, but it's really just take some common sense, work out where your risks are, and work those out first today, and then have a look at what's available online. You know, NIHA was a fantastic resource to try and understand what's coming or what's projected to come, and have a look at the information that's out there that's simply available. That would be a good first step.
Well, James Knight says combating the risks and minimising future costs needs to be a joint public and private sector effort. Having a look at the markets now as we go to 3 minutes to seven, Wall Street pretty upbeat for the start of the week over there. The Dow Jones average up 0.25%, the S&P 500 up 0.75%, and the NASDAQ is 1% higher. Big technology stocks such as Alphabet and Tesla are leading the way, although of course investors watching towards Thursday morning's decision from the Federal Reserve. The local top 50 index started the week down 39 points, about a third of a percent. The New Zealand dollar, 60.8 US cents, 92.7 Australian, 47.8 pence, 55.9 euro cents, 90.6 yen, and 4.37 yuan. Brent crude oil is up about $1.30, 1.5%, $86.60 US a barrel. That's a four-month high. And gold is up $4 at $2,159 US dollars an ounce. And another bit of business news this morning. The Commerce Commission says it's got issues with the proposed merger between Foodstuffs North and South Island organisations. It's extended its deadline for making a decision on the application. It was due early April. It's now pushed out to the end of May. It The Commission says it's not set out a time for releasing a statement of issues or disclose what its concerns are. They will be coming soon, it says. And it says it also wants feedback on the issues it raises. However, it says the issues raised do not necessarily indicate that it's made a decision on whether to decline or approve the application.